But anytime somebody sends me a real invite to a mega KangasCon, I'm like, ooh, KangasCon. They're around me. I don't need to use a remote pass, but I'm still like, my 2018 brain is like, that's a KangasCon. You gotta go for it. It's rare.
Oh, gotta stop.
It's awful. It is. It's a sickness.
You're tuned into the GoCast podcast, your one-stop shop for updates, news, tips, and community in the world of Pokemon Go. Thank you for listening.
Still looking to have a ball? Here's another chance at becoming a master.
You've got to fight for your right to party play. And more on this episode of GoCast. Hello and welcome to the GoCast podcast, episode 259. It's November 25th. It's a Saturday morning, bright and early. I see three digits on my clock, not yet four, which means that neither Kyle nor I are happy to be vertical at this point. But I'm your host, Chris. And as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Kyle.
Hiya.
Hey, Kyle. This feels weird.
Yeah. Look, I think you can probably count, maybe on both hands, the amount of times we've recorded this early in 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't even referring to the time of day that we were recording. More that it's been like, for me, it's been 3 weeks since I've recorded an episode of GoCast, which is the longest I've ever gone ever. And a part of me felt missing. But at the same time, I was very thankful for the ability to, attend life, let's just say. So Kyle, you killed it with that solo episode. I loved it. I loved listening back to it.
Thank you. I listened back to like the first half of it and I'm like, geez, my God.
When will this guy stop talking?
Oh, that said, November has been a strange month.
Yeah.
And it's over, everybody. It's over. What happened? Where did it go?
I don't know. Poor November. This month had such promise and it did deliver in several ways. But none of them were in Pokemon Go. It's been interesting. That's not fair. Let's talk really quick about goals in our previous weeks and things like that. I didn't set any goals. Kyle's the only one who did. So this is going to be a solo show for just a second again. So Mr. Kyle, Mega Garchomp raid day. Did you manage to do a few in, I guess, Mega a Garchomp?
I did. I did my 10 remote raid passes. I didn't invite anybody, but I still got like, I don't know, was 2,500 mega energy. So
nice.
Working on my two hundos now. So yeah.
Nice. Great. The Fashion Week collection challenge. Can you even recall back that far?
I remember doing it. I remember needing to catch a Fab Soul.
Okay.
With the glasses. So yeah, I did that.
Sweet. Mega progress.
Yeah,
did that. I guess the Garchomp.
Including starting new Garchomp.
Yeah, that definitely counts. And Buddy Progress.
No, I didn't do that.
What?
That's just, no. I just
It was right there.
I know. I didn't do it. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. But hey, you know what? You still won because I had zero goals. It doesn't matter. You could have just had one.
Zero
of those.
Out of zero is infinity, though.
Yeah, but it also means I lost. I won and I lost in equal measure. So that's fine. Anyway, congratulations on your 3 out of 4. That's still quite good. That's a passing grade. So let's talk really quick about what happened the past like few weeks. So first of all, very sorry that we missed any weeks at all. We don't normally. I think in the past we've missed maybe 3 or 4 weeks total, something like that. With I think there was 1 year at Christmas we couldn't make it work. One time I think I was off again for work, something like that. But we've never had it several weeks in a row. It's very kind of a strange situation for us.
Hey! It was not in a row this time either. We alternated. We missed one because of me.
Yeah,
I recorded by myself. We missed one because of you, and now here we are.
Okay, well, so I do like patterns.
That record is still alive.
It feels nice when you phrase it like that. Okay, that's fine. That's fair enough. But I just haven't, I haven't been physically well for like 3 weeks. And I was out of town twice during that time, which exacerbated things and elongated my unwellness. So I apologize for us not recording. Kyle did his darndest and he delivered an episode. So that's great. But that is to say, it's been some time and we should probably just touch base really quick about things that have been happening in Pokemon Go and their events. And what better place to do that than by, I guess, hey, in the news section. Yo, what up? It's the news. Okay, so before we get started with new news, there's one half fresh, half stale piece of news that we are going to get to here. But let's see. We had Wooper Community Day. That's something we didn't talk about. We did have Wooper Community Day. And I, so having listened back to the solo show, you gave me such credit with that 30. Let me tell you, I got 21.
Dang.
21. So no, I just factored us both out for that instead for the Wooper edit. Wooper
dirty.
Yeah, no, Wooper did me dirty, man. It's just, and like 80% of them were the Paldean Wooper shiny, which is fine.
I mean, that's fine. You probably already had regular Woopers, so.
Yes. Yes. And a Hundo Clod Sire.
Oh my gosh.
And then a rank five or six in Great League. I've been using him. He's great. Been absolutely wonderful. So how was your Wooper day? Did you have fun?
It was fine. I didn't particularly play it too much. It was not really okay for me. So I let the plus plus take care of it while I went and did errands and also played some Monster Hunter.
My man. Okay. Cool. Oh, by the way, really quick, Monster Hunter, there's a Black Diablos event going on right now, and it's everything Kyle could have wanted and more.
I hate Diablos. It is 500 or so main series hours I have in that game is my most hated monster. Hate it.
It's toughy. It's great, though, because those horns break off, and we love that.
If you're using a hammer.
Well, I'm using
the break sword. It with other weapons, but it's harder. Yeah.
Chop off that tail, man. Lop that tail.
The tail's
right
too high.
You got to get a bigger weapon. I don't know.
I'm waiting for my new smaller weapon.
But there's two of them.
I know.
Anyway.
Dual blades are coming.
They are coming.
They are. We know they're coming.
And I'm very upset Bug Lance isn't coming out anytime soon. So
I bet they'll do a double patch of Charge Blade Insect Glaive just to make it the most difficult to balance and design for sure.
Insect Glaive is going to have me standing up and spinning in circles with the gyroscope stuff. It's going to be wild. Funny. Oh my gosh. Anyway, that's Monster Hunter. This is Pokemon Go. So next event, Mega Garchomp Raid Day. I was out of town. I was at a wedding while this event was happening. The wedding started at 2. The same time the Garchomp raid hours started or raid day started. I managed because of our friends over in Australia, several of them sent me raids the day prior. So I was able to get those in before midnight. Thank you to those of you that sent me some of those raids. It was great to get that sort of like knocked out and not worried about. But then in between the wedding festivities, I was able to sneak in another like 5. So I got 2.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I got 2 shiny Garchomp, and I don't need them. They weren't great. I already have like my 3 Hundos I've got to level
making sure
up.
It exists, you know?
Yeah, it did. It did exist. I saw it was rather rare, and I was like, dang, I only did like 12, and I got 2, so nice.
I did not get one in the few that I did, so I was just curious.
Sorry. Yeah, it's a bummer. But okay, the next event, though, which was the Fashion Week event, I had the weirdest luck. I was in New Orleans during this time with a fever, but I was very blessed by the hotel we were at. It was heavy with spawns, lots of stops, and so I was able to play the event a little bit nonetheless. How did you do? Anything good? Did you get any shinies or
no anything? Shinies? I honestly don't remember Fashion Week at all.
Okay,
but also it's not really an event for me, so it's fine.
All right.
The beanie on the Wooper is fantastic.
It's great.
It is probably like
so good.
Definitely top 10 costumes in Go. It doesn't look nearly as good on Quagsire, but whatever.
That's okay. That's okay. That's kind of like, you know, the people that wore beanies in high school and they like through their 20s when they try to keep wearing the beanies and the, you know, at like 35, 45. It's kind of the same sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
If you're wearing a beanie and you're 35 right now, I'm not talking about you. You look great.
No, he is talking about you. Take it off.
I'm talking about
wear
me.
A newsie hat instead.
Wear a newsie. Wear a paper boy cap instead. Just get it done. All right. So shinies for me, not so great. The only exception was Dunsparce Spotlight Hour the other day. I opened my game for 5 minutes, Kyle. 5 minutes. I caught 12. I got a shiny Dunsparce. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to spread the good words about my hundo luck since Wooper Community Day and including Wooper Community Day. So I already mentioned the Clodsire, right? That day, my birthday, Niantic really, really went out for me here. 100% Genesect. Finally, I can replace my 98% Genesect with a hundo. Very happy about that. A hundo Solosis, a hundo Morlul, and then these two are from Fashion Week.
Oh, no.
Beanie Wooper.
Nice.
And the Behatted Diglett, both hundos.
Okay.
Very happy.
Beanie Wooper is pretty great because it's like it's right after Wooper Day, so you can show it's like, ha, I got this afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, it was great. And I'm having a heck of a time bringing myself to, one, maxing them all out because I will at some point, but two, like, do I evolve the hatted ones? I don't want to evolve that Wooper. He's got to stay that Wooper.
Yeah, 100%. There's no reason to evolve it.
No, yeah, way. No. Okay. Glad we're on the same page. Anyway. So I'm sorry to hear that you didn't have great luck with the fashion event. Did you finish the collection challenge and stuff?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
It just,
good deal.
Just Pokemon Go's been on the back burner lately. But especially I say this all the time, but I get real bad seasonal depression with Pokemon Go. When it gets below freezing outside, my desire to pursue things in Go drops tremendously.
Yeah, it's rough out here, and CarPlay is the only option, and that's kind of dreary.
Yeah, it's very dreary.
Well, let's see if maybe there's an event going on that might be able to lift your spirits. Let's talk about the only piece of news we've got this week, which is remarkable because we haven't recorded together for 3 weeks, and we had a week off, and yet there is still nothing to talk about. Very, very strange. We have an event. Celebrate with Party Play. This is happening already, actually. So if you're like, this isn't new, it's new to us, okay? It's new to us. Trainers, the end of the season is almost here, and Pokemon Go is hosting a finale event to celebrate Party Play and all of the Pokemon first discovered in the Paldea region that made their debuts during Adventures Abound. So let's go party it up. So this is an event that started on Wednesday, the 22nd. And it's ending this upcoming Monday, November 27th at 8 p.m. local time. This is heralding the end of the season. We're getting a new season on December 1st. We haven't had any info about it yet. There's been some leaks and stuff, as there has been for the last like 8 or 9 months. We normally don't even mention them, but considering they are largely our only source of news nowadays, it is impossible to not acknowledge it. So we're not going to cover it because they could be wrong. And despite our retractions from time to time, we do strive to be as accurate as possible.
Are the striving to be.
Yeah. That's journalistic integrity. We just shove it in the middle of the email section at the end because we forgot to say at the top, but it is there technically. Yeah. This event is almost over. It might very well be over by the time you hear this episode. Special Research Master Ball, a special research story awarding a Master Ball, will be available to purchase for trainers who did not complete the season-long timed investigation. Hey, it's Kyle. It's a lot of people I know, actually. It's an $8 research ticket, I believe. I believe it's $7.99. And if you just didn't get around to those pesky raids for your Master Ball, which seems to be the limiting factor for most people 60 raids is a lot, especially if you don't ever really raid. Even people who do raid, it's just not an encouraging atmosphere right now for everybody across the board. So a lot of people did not finish it. Well, if you still want your Master Ball and you don't want to have a timer bearing down on you while you do it, you can now buy this ticket. If you're like me and you finished your Master Ball research over a month ago, then you can't buy this. So, sorry, you're not going to get a second Master Ball.
There's no second Master Ball here.
No. These are for those that missed out on their timer, have some FOMO, and have got $8 lying around.
Yep.
Yep. So that's that. Nothing else to say about it.
I told Chris before the show, I am not going to buy this. I did not finish the research. I am not going to buy this. One, I don't really want to spend $8 on it because I still have my first Master Ball with basically no intention of using it.
Glaring Birds.
Yeah, I know, but I don't do the daily adventure. And even if I did, they're still rare. So, like, no, it's not that big a deal. Okay. One day they're going to be more common, and that's the day I'll catch all three probably in the same day. I would like the research, just I don't want to pay $8 for it.
$8 is an awkward price. $5 would have made much more sense.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. It's like when you start asking for things like for $8, like $10 sounds like less. Like $9.99, it's like, oh, that's a standard pricing model. $4.99, it's funny. Like $7.99, and all of a sudden, those three extra dollars, you're like, I don't know. I have to think about this.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Also, it's not as much of a grind as 60 raids, but the research is kind of a grind.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be quote unquote worth your $8 too, you know?
But it's not. Like, that's the, I mean, $8 if you count like how much time it might take you to do.
Yeah.
But like in terms of rewards, you're paying $8 for the Master Ball. You get like 35,000 experience and 3,000 Stardust, and that's the only rewards. Well, okay. You get, sorry, it's more like 60,000 experience, but.
And the friends you made along the way, man. I mean, there's more to it than all that.
What are you making friends for on this research? We're making friends in the.
I think, do you have to do some party play stuff?
Nope.
Oh, that's just that timed research is happening.
It's just
right
straight
now.
Up grinding. It's catch Pokemon, use berries, catch Pokemon. Excellent throws, catch Pokemon, catch Pokemon, catch Pokemon, catch different Pokemon.
Catch different Pokemon, yeah. Yeah, no. I'm not going to have to worry about it because I finished mine over a month ago. So, yeah. Sorry for those of you that didn't quite finish it if you were aiming to, but here's your chance. Sounds like it'll take some work, like Kyle just said, but hey, there you go. Well, there's more to this event. Event bonuses, up to 5 special trades can be made a day. 2 additional candy for trading Pokemon. Trainers level 31 and up are guaranteed to receive candy XL for trading, and 2x XP for winning raid battles. Little something for everybody? Question mark. Timed research, special timed research focused on activities trainers can do in party play, will be available throughout the event. Complete the research tasks to receive a charged TM, a lucky egg, a premium raid pass, encounters with Hisuian Growlithe and Wurmple wearing a party hat, and more. In the wild right now, you're going to be seeing some familiar faces that you've seen from other events this season, so you might be like, is something happening right now or not? Gothita, Solosis, Morlul, Sprigatito, Fuecoco, Quaxly, Lechonk, Nimble, Palmy, Smoliv, and Tadbolt. Smattering of Pokemon. So kind of cool. And I guess you could shiny hint Gothita and Solosis and Morlul. Those are new-ish, so that's cool. In raids, 1-star raids will feature Hisuian Growlithe, Nosepass, Dwebble, Klink, and Lechonk. 3-star raids got Rhydon, Pelipper, Gardevoir, and Bombardier. 5-star raids has gotten Terrakion, the Bull, Mega Raids, Mega Kangaskhan. It's so funny. I like have not been accepting any raid passes for the sword trio, whatever sword their names. Swords of Justice, thank you. But anytime somebody sends me a invite to a Mega Kangaskhan, I'm like, ooh, Kangaskhan. They're around me. I don't need to use a remote pass, but I'm still like, my 2018 brain is like, that's a Kangaskhan. It's, you gotta go for it. It's rare.
Oh, no, gotta stop.
It's awful. It is. It's a sickness. In Field Breacher's task encounters, you're gonna be seeing pretty same stuff here. Hisui and Growlithe, Wurmple wearing a party hat, Nose Pass, Gothita, Solosis, Sprigatito, Fuecoco, and Quaxly. So that is the event. Mr. Kyle, thoughts, feelings, do you even have them for this event?
The spawns are kind of fun because it's kind of gathering all of the stuff that's been featured over the last, like, how long has it been? Maybe 3 months?
Yeah.
Roughly. It's only missing, I mean, Lechonk's in raids, but it's missed, right?
Lechonk's also in Wild Encounters.
Is it? Oh, yeah. It is. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. It's got everything then. It's got all the new and Held new shinies. So,
yeah.
Like, that's fun. It's very weird to see it packaged in a party play event when this definitely feels like it should be a packaged as a
season
a celebration, season, yeah. Like finale, or like, because it's not like special, but it is very clearly a culmination.
Event, right. Yeah.
Which is cool.
It's like a tree topper.
Yeah. That's fine. It's just there's nothing about party play here except that there is a limited time research to do party play stuff.
Yeah.
The text doesn't even say anything about party play outside of the title.
Well, there's timed research.
Yes, I know, but
and that's where it is in the event. That's yeah, but yes, it
I don't
it,
know.
It, it makes it sound like it's a party play event. And there's just one small part that most people probably will just be like, eh, about that includes party play.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't want to say false advertisement, but it's definitely misleading because I feel like people are going to see the title of the event and be like, I don't want to take part and just not even read it.
Yeah.
And they're just going to like maybe miss out. I mean, obviously, if they're still playing, they'll see the spawns and everything, but they'll miss out on the idea of the event.
Yeah, and again, like I was just saying, like, you might not even notice that something is happening when this event is going on because it is just familiar stuff that we've been seeing. So yeah. If you're not, like, constantly checking up on events and stuff like that, if you're a very casual player and you just open up your phone every once in a while and like, oh, this is happening.
Regular spawns.
Cool. Yeah, I'll play for, like, 30 minutes and this happens to be during this event. That's great. Look, they all got hats on. Isn't that cute? This time, you might open up and be like, is there anything happening right now? At all.
The Wurmple with the hat, right? That's a reward for doing something. Like that's cool.
Field Research tasks, and it's in the timed research as well.
Yeah, like that's cool, I suppose.
Hey, party hat Wurmple is great.
I know, I love it. I love it. But like, yeah. That's the call out there. You have to do the research tasks for it.
That's it. Gotta do the research tasks. So yeah, no, I'm not up or down on this event at all, to be super honest with you. I'm pretty middle of the road. It's just there.
It doesn't feel like an event. That's my biggest takeaway, I think.
I would almost rather have vanilla spawns right now as a palate cleanser before the next event. Next season, because I mean we're gonna have later today, we're getting Mareep Community Day Classic.
Yeah.
And like that's cool. There's nothing really else happening before next season. So, like, I don't know. I feel like a taper would have been nice.
Well, yeah. I mean, there is from the 27th through the 1st. So that's 4 days.
Yeah.
4 days in the middle of the week, though, which you're, like, not playing most of your time anyways.
Yeah. So, that's, I don't know. Again, I 30 minutes, open your phone, play. Oh, there's some fun spawns. Yeah. Yeah, so that's cool. There's that event. Again, it's probably over by the time you heard this. So, yep. That's it for news then, which means that we get to hop right into Gear Up.
So this week on Gear Up, we're going to talk about a specific yellow sheep that Chris hinted at. We're going to talk about Ampharos. It's Community Day Classic today.
Woo!
Chris is going out to play. I unfortunately have family commitments that I have to do all day. It's a wild Saturday, unfortunately, for me. But we can talk about Ampharos and whether you can be excited about its functionality.
Whether you're allowed to be excited
whether
about Ampharos.
Whether you're allowed. We don't tolerate fun here. It's only utilitarian good.
Yep.
And Ampharos is monoelectric, and that right there is a bad sign.
we're off to a great start.
So just right off the bat, his best moveset, Volt Switch, Zap Cannon.
Sick.
It's not a good moveset.
What?
I didn't check the fast moves, but even like getting Wild Charge isn't actually better than Zap Cannon. But if it got Thundershock, it might be better, but not like drastically. That said, even modifying all of the parameters to try and help Ampharos as much as possible, it's just not good.
Oh, boo.
Omitting Legendaries and Ultra Beasts, because the Ultra Beast is the one that matters, Ampharos is barely worth mentioning. For comparison, Ampharos has 12.14 DPS, 28 ER. Compared to other obtainable options, you have Electivire, who's like the gold standard of easily obtainable electric types. 16.7 DPS, 37 ER. Just so much better. Next, relevant for this event in the last few months, Pawmot. I had to include this because I couldn't believe it. 15.6 DPS, 33 ER. It's good.
That's wild, actually.
It's good.
Didn't we write it off earlier? I thought we wrote it off.
I don't. Look, it's got the tier 3 evolution stats to back it up, I suppose.
Yeah, that's fair.
I hate it, but there you go. And then, of course, Magnezone, 15.6 DPS, 36 ER. Magnemites are always featured all over the place. It's more common than Electabuzz, so that's probably the most reasonable ones of the budget outside of the fact that Paul may have been spawning nonstop for like 3 months.
Yeah.
So Ampharos kind of just gets embarrassed by more obtainable options. And Ampharos has a mega, and the mega has fabulous hair.
It does.
But it's not that much better.
Oh.
It's still usable. It's good. If that's your option for electric mega, it's fine. Mega Manectric is much, much better. But if you don't have that, Mega Ampharos can work, and it is better than regular Electivire.
I will say, while Mega Ampharos has beautiful hair, great, great Mega. Mega Manectric is also really cool looking. So even if that's what you're going off of, you're still going to have a toss up.
Another thing to note, I didn't really put numbers in here for this. Shadow Mareep does exist. Shadow Ampharos is okay. The problem is Shadow Electivire also exists, and so does Shadow Magnezone. So, yeah. I think Shadow Manectric also exists, and that's probably better than
Ampharos. I don't know if it does or doesn't, actually.
I don't remember. I had to omit all of my shadows from my searches. So,
yeah.
Because it made it too sad. It does exist.
Okay.
And also Shadow Luxray, but like, I think that needs a hidden power or something anyway.
Yeah, but at that point, we've also very thoroughly made your point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shadow doesn't help Ampharos, but it's an option. Lastly, just a comment on PvP, just some cursory looks at its performance and stuff. It's not good either. But the real takeaway, not whether it's not good or not, because sometimes people use Pokemon that are subpar because they want to, is that even if you want to use it, you don't want Dragon Pulse, the community day move on it. Ampharos has quite a spread of charge moves. So Dragon Pulse does not really help, even if you were to go all the way to like Master League, which I would not recommend doing with Ampharos. You still want a selection of other moves, and it's not worth listing.
I've got an Ultra League Ampharos that was decent for a hot minute.
I think you use, I think it has a grass Thunder charge Punch. Move that you use for Ultra League.
Mine had Thunder Punch and Super Power or Focus Blast, one of those two.
Yeah, apparently the recommendation is Volt Switch, Brutal Swing, and Trailblaze.
Oh, Trailblaze is new. It knows Brutal Swing.
It knows Brutal Swing.
What on earth?
Okay. Yep.
wild. Well, I haven't used it in a while, so it blew off the dust of that moveset. Trailblaze is just everywhere. My word. Well,
that's Ampharos, everybody. Go get your cotton candy sheep and leave it that way.
I'm still excited. You can't take that from me.
That's fair.
Also, I keep getting Mareep in Pokemon Sleep. Just keeps happening. I think it's a
Pokemon
sign.
Pokemon Sleep, that's a game.
That it is a game. I have done every single night. I think I've missed one night since the game came out. One.
I did my 28 days and that was it.
You did your court mandated 28 days and you got your Snorlax and you got out of there, man. Like, sorry, I'm done. And went back to doing cartwheels in your sleep.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for another great Gear Up segment. We're going to take a short little break here and then we'll be right back with Pokalore and the rest of the show. Welcome back. It is Pokalore time. And this week, we're going to be talking about Pokemon that has recently got it shiny. It's not new, but it got it shiny. It's kind of new. I don't know. Morlul and Shinotic, the illuminating Pokemon. Morlul first. Morlul is a small white Pokemon similar to a mushroom. It is one of the shortest grass type Pokemon. It has large black eyes with pale green half circle markings on the outer sides. Small bumps ring the top of its head, similar to hair. Its head is much larger than its thin stem-like body. At the base, the stems split into three green roots that act as feet. These three large mushrooms sprout from the center of its head. Each mushroom has a thin white stem and a darker ring of color around the base of the cap. The center and largest mushroom is light pink, while the other two mushrooms are smaller and a light purplish blue. At night, Morlul can make the spores filling its mushroom caps glow. Morlul likes damp, dark areas such as dense jungles, but changes locations every night to avoid depriving the plants in any one area of too many nutrients. Oh, that's so kind. In addition to locomotion, its roots are also used to communicate with other Morlul. When in danger, it scatters spores that burst into bright, glittering sparks. The pulsing light of the spores can induce drowsiness. It is rumored that once, when a group of Morlul were disturbed and all threw out their spores at once, a plane passing overhead suffered a near brush with disaster. That is horrendous.
What?
The caps on Morlul's head are a delicacy for Pokemon living in the forest and can grow back overnight. It's a little dark still. It's nice they grow back, but still weird. Shinotic is a Pokemon that resembles a large mushroom.
I gotta correct you here before we get too deep. Shinotic, like shiitake.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh,
I thought it was spelled the same way. Two eyes.
I thought it was Shinotic.
I think I did too, and then I realized one day I was like, wait, it's like the mushroom.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna just believe you wholesale and not even double check.
I googled it to see what the actual pronunciation was. So
okay, well, here we go. Retraction in live action right here. Shinotic is a Pokemon that resembles a large mushroom. It has a slim white body, similar to a stalk, and a large purple mushroom cap on its head. It has black eyes with pale green half-circle markings on the outer sides and a thick black mouth. The ends of its long, thin arms split into three pale green filaments that act as fingers. The lower part of its body and stubby feet are covered in a fluffy pink substance. The mushroom cap on its head has a fluffy pink rim, pale green bumps on top, and a pale green gilled underside. This Pokemon lives in dark forests and competes with Parasect over territory. Their fights often leave the area coated in spores. In the anime, Shinotic has been shown illuminating the spot and gills on its mushroom. This strange light can confuse people who enter its habitat, causing them to lose their way. Additionally, the flickering spore releases can cause drowsiness. It takes advantage of sleeping prey by sucking their energy through the tips of its arms. It can also transmit energy to weakened Shinotic through the same method. Stats. Max CP at 40 is 1861, and at 50, it's 2104. 155 stamina, 168 defense, and 154 attack leaves a very clear trail as to why we have such a terrible high combat power maximum. Best moveset, Astonish, with Seed Bomb and Moonblast.
Well,
You're not going to be using this Pokemon for anything.
Nope.
Unfortunately.
Not in Go.
No, no, not in Go. Even the page I was looking up was like, astonished, question mark?
Hey,
you take that
it's a fairy, so maybe it's just one move balance it's away from just, maybe being relevant in Great League. You never know.
It's one charm away. One charm away.
Anything besides astonish.
Yeah. Tackle?
I mean, I couldn't tell you that. Maybe. Does it even learn tackle? It doesn't even learn tackle.
I don't know, man. What doesn't learn tackle, you know? A lot of Pokemon actually don't learn tackle.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that is Morlul and Sheenonic. And there we go. I'm going to get comfortable saying it like that someday soon. But that's it for Pokelore. Hey, Pokepoll's up next.
So our last Pokepoll was, what is your best advice for newer trainers for inventory management? Our first response from Trip Tando, they said, be very strict in what you want to keep, especially for newer trainers who have only a few hundred spots for Pokemon. I would say, don't keep all those random 93 or 91% IV Pokemon that you're never going to power up anyways. Pokemon Go is a game of longevity. Make cleaning up your storage a habit. I even do it daily. Then it never clogs up to a massive task. Just one of those small daily things to do.
In theory,
you know what, Trip?
That's great.
I feel attacked, and I feel like I speak for at least some neurodivergent people when I say I can't do that. But that is great advice. That is a fantastic advice.
I have been having a hard time because my recent strategy has just been like age 0 through 10, transfer, exclude all legendaries and costumed Pokemon and event Pokemon, except that costumed Pokemon have been so featured with the Festival of Lights and everything that I have 1,100 plus costume Pokemon right now in my inventory. So many Slowpoke from the Detective Pikachu event. I need to clear these out. There's like 100. Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't have looked. Okay.
Yeah. I'm at like 5,800 out of 6,800 space. So I'm like,
ooh,
I'm alive,
good.
But there's a lot I could clean out right now.
I've got 200 space to my name right now.
You have a community day in like 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, by then it'll be solved. It has to be. So it will be.
Okay. Our next response is from Pepper is Found. And they said, know what items are useless. Evolving items may seem really valuable, but if you're new, you won't have the candies to evolve anything and may not have something good to evolve. Evolution stones are common items. Events that focus Pokemon who evolve with said stone will give you more than you will ever need. Same with TMs, not elite. Before you toss them, maybe check your strongest Pokemon to see if you are satisfied with their movesets, then delete the rest. I will say, as a new player, you will probably need a lot of TMs.
Yes.
But as you start to round out your stuff, if you are actively playing to improve, as you get to like level 35, maybe 38, you'll probably start to need less TMs for PvE and need them more for PvP.
Yeah, or like you'll want to use a charged elite on a Pokemon that from a day that you missed, like a community day that you really need to kit up.
Yeah.
But once that one is done, you're not going to have to do it again.
Yep. It's good advice.
Yep.
Next one's from Hyenas Are Good. Here's a hot tip. You can think of your friends list as an extra storage item, extra item storage. Opening gifts is a great way to refill on Pokeballs, berries, and potions. So I recommend new players go to someplace like Reddit or Pokemon Go friend subreddits. It is a great way add a ton of trainers to your friends list. When you have a bunch of gifts from your new friends, you can safely clear out more items, knowing that opening the gifts will stock you up again. I think that this answer is a question from big Pokemon friends, because this is propaganda here.
This is not the place to lobby. Have we not made ourselves clear?
That said, I do acknowledge is good. This is true. If you go through the effort, I have done it. in the past, within the last like month and a half, actually. But it's just very funny to be reading that here on the show.
Of all places, we're not a gift friendly podcast. We never have been.
Next one's from Adam Ant. They said, learn how to use and combine the search strings. I always start by searching for 4 stars and mark them as favorites so they don't get transferred by accident. Use the ampersand to join things like 4-star and shiny to find your shundos, or the comma like 4, shiny to find all your shiny and perfect IVs. Use the exclamation mark before a term to find everything but those with that term. Once you find your favorite strings, you can save them to your search area. My quick search for fast transferring is... All right, you ready? Bear with me. Here we go.
Oh, you're actually going to rate it. All right, let's go.
Exclamation mark distance 9999 dash and ampersand exclamation mark shiny and exclamation mark mythical and exclamation mark ultra beast and exclamation mark legendary and exclamation mark favorite and exclamation mark XL XXL XS XXS age 0 to 2 and 1, 2, and 0 stars. I think you might have a couple too many there. You can't you can't accidentally transfer mythicals and favorites, so you can probably safely remove those two.
Yeah.
If you remove those two and you still select all, even if it selects them, it won't transfer them.
Also, same with shiny, and I think ultra beasts as well, and favorites.
I think ultra beasts will count if you have the option that lets you quick transfer legendaries.
Oh, if you have it on.
Yeah, there's the option that lets you can't transfer legendaries and like costumes and event stuff.
Yeah.
That might let you fast transfer ultra beasts. Mm. I'm not sure. But yeah. It's good. It's a good string though.
It is good string. And copy and paste that bad boy in there and boom. There you go.
Also, for searching for Nundos, we talk about it. You can search 0 attack, ampersand 0 defense, ampersand 0 HP, and it's the only way to find a Nundo in your inventory. Because 0 star is not a Nundo. Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Our last response from Kelvin. He said, hey guys, long time to email. Long time no email. Happy episode Marsh Stomp. How are you both on this Tuesday evening, in quotation marks? Is that even a thing anymore? How accurate is that? Nobody tell Chris, but I enjoyed the Kyle solo episode. The only thing I missed was a classic Kyle Haya at the start. When can we expect the next Kyle episode? Probably like next year, maybe.
Yep.
Have either of you played the Scarlet and Violet DLC yet? Part 2 comes out the day before my birthday. Best present ever. Thanks to Scarlet and Violet, I've managed to complete one of my goals I set for the year, to add 200 new shiny Pokemon to my living decks on Pokemon Home.
Let's
currently
go.
Currently sat at 939 different shinies, the most recent of which I nearly missed. I was out shopping on Saturday and clicked on a Morlul, didn't look, and then clicked run. Just saw it in time and had to run back because it had gone off my screen. Oh my God, I'd have a heart attack. I also have an answer for this week's PokePoll regarding inventory management. The trick is to not catch feelings for anything you catch. If it's not 4-star, shiny, XXL, or XX small, then it goes in the bin for me. Sounds like you're catching feels.
Who hurt you?
Easy
Which
hondo
hurt you?
With the item bag, I stay at 50 max potions, 50 max revives. Other healing items go in the bin. All berries go in the bin except Golden Raz and Silver Pen apps. But Golden Raz aren't allowed to go over 70. Oh my God, you 70. Are a dictator.
Yeah.
Finally, rare candies all go into Larvesta at the moment. Only 54 candies to go. So you don't have any rare candy in your inventory? I don't know what that's like.
I wonder what I don't know what it's like to not have just a huge stockpile of rare candy all the time. I need to look. It's been a while.
So basically, Professor Willow needs to invest in some sort of recycling program because we can't have all of this going to landfill, can we?
833.
I probably have like probably 200 or 300 if I had to guess. Anyways, have a good one. Kel's Drink Custard, Resident Average Player, Yearly Goal Achiever, and Avid Recycler.
Yeah,
there we go. I'm not sorry about the length of the email.
Yeah, don't tell Chris, but I also enjoyed the solo Kyle episode.
I have 900 rare candy right now.
My man, you had more than me. I've probably got like 200, maybe 250.
I 900. Thought I spent something. I guess
900. Oh, I forgot. There's other two drawers I have filled with rare candy. Three more pallets in a warehouse somewhere. XL. Oh, how many?
100.
100.
Yeah.
My what? I got 82. How did you pull that far ahead of me?
I did a lot of in-person Rayquazas for GoFest.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Dang.
Wow. Okay. Ooh. Question about Scarlet and Violet DLC. Have you played it?
Yeah, I beat it in like 2 days. It was great. I loved it.
I haven't played it. It's not necessarily that I don't have any interest, but I really don't want to spend like the full price on it. It's way too expensive, in my opinion, for what it's providing.
Get the double pack when that comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Part two is looking good. Indigo Disc is looking really awesome. That terrarium area and stuff.
From what I've seen, I'm hoping it's more substantial than the first one.
Yeah.
And that, like, because it's kind of where the game is going to live for the next 18 months, because that's basically all there's going to be.
Yeah.
So, like, they did Dynamax Adventures in the Crown Tundra for the second DLC, and that was really good from all accounts. So
they're gonna have like flying races and stuff that you can do on your riding Pokemon, and I assume they're gonna have some sort of, they gave themselves all these different terrains and areas to do whatever they want with, essentially, which is cool. But yeah, Teal Mask definitely felt like a narrative setup for hopefully a slam dunk Indigo Disc. So
yeah,
hope it'll be cool.
Also, only 70 golden raspberries. I could never.
Why 70?
How many do you have?
I've got 277.
That's actually probably pretty close. I probably have more than that. Let's go find out. Yeah.
I want to know how many silver pineapps you have.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, my God.
I use mine.
Oh, no. I have 300 golden raz. Exactly.
Oh, nice. Okay. How many silver pineapp?
483.
You got to use them, man. You got to use them. I've got.
I can't help it. They're all the way at the end, so I never swipe to use.
I've got under 50 of the three regular berries right now, which is like impressive to me.
I've got like 250 of each right now, but it's trash. Those. That's just
trash.
Oh, I still have 1,000 inventory space right now, so it's not a big deal.
When can I auto turn off regular potions and regular revives? I don't even want them.
All right. So for this week's PokePoll, we have, now that Party Play has been out for a while, what has been your experience with the feature? Now, I can't respond to this because I have still not used it.
Okay. I played it on Wooper Day with my friend Alex, and it was fine. It was just fine. We had a good time. It was stable. I think the 1 hour limit is arbitrary and kind of dumb as a result, because sometimes you'll be in the middle of finishing a challenge and then it's like, oh, where did it go? Oh, we got to reparty up. Oh, we got to restart.
Yeah. Well, that's such a strange thing, because all your events that focus on that is 3 hours long. Like, it should be 3 hours.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
You know what would be really cool is if, like, at the beginning of like a community, right? Let's say at like 2:15. The squad has finally showed up, right? And you're about to split up into your parties of four, because you only have four right now in a party. And you've got like eight people, let's just say. It's like, oh, well, hey, are you playing Mareep Community Day right now? And then it would like change the tasks to be more like Community Day focused or something like that, because it's happening during that time. That would be cool. That would be really, really cool. But it was neat. It was another little thing to do. You know, eventually you cycle through the tasks and you're like, I don't want to do these other ones anyway. So maybe resetting isn't a bad idea. But like, let me have my agency over it. Don't make it just reset after an hour.
Yeah.
The rewards are like kind of barely worth it. Not even. Like, I'm not going to walk 2 kilometers for a pineapple berry.
Jesus Christ.
You know, like, it's not that bad. I mean, a little bit hyperbolic, but it's close enough. You get the idea. But the feature worked great. And since then, they've actually added people are able to do routes now while they're in parties, which was not the case at launch. And that was weird.
Good.
So now it makes more sense.
So from the outside, from having not used it, because I don't have anyone like immediately around me, I have to say it's a positive because it's something you can do if you are already out with a group of friends, like you're out for community day.
Yeah.
But the feature feels like there's no reason to do it except out of convenience. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, you're not going to go out for an hour and go do party play today. Well, you might today because actually it's community day. It's a terrible example. But let's say you go play tomorrow.
Yeah.
You go play tomorrow. You're like, I'm going to go play Pokemon Go for an hour. You're not going to go party play for an hour because why would you go through that effort? Unless you're meeting somebody to go play, in which case you're already meeting them to play as a party in real life. The feature just kind of extends into Go.
It's just like kind of fun to see other people around on the map. And by the way, we originally had said that they sort of like just cheaply followed you around and there was nothing to it. It does actually follow the location of the other person on the map. So if you split into a different direction, your avatar will go in the other direction for a distance visually on your map too, which is crazy to me. And I think that like that's cool. But at the same time, I wonder how much more drain on battery this takes when it's taking all this information in and then rendering on your screen. Because I noticed a significant increase in battery drain. I hope I'm not like just imagining it, but I'm pretty sure that those two things are related. But yeah, so like the only reason that I would ever go out and do party play like for real on purpose is situations like this where there's a timed research for me to do.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird system that like it doesn't actually encourage you to go do it. And I think that maybe is the biggest flaw. It exists if you want to.
It's fun. It's fun. Like Routes has a better carrot on a stick. Zygarde cells and the metal and a bunch of other stuff. Right. Like, yeah. I agree. But the feature is fun and it worked well when I tried it. And so I will count myself lucky.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you, dear listener, have an answer to this week's Pokeball question, which is, now that Party Play has been out for a while, what has been your experience with the feature? You can answer that when we post it on Twitter/X at GoCast Podcast. You can also call and leave us a voicemail to 262-586-7717. You can send us an email response to mail@gocastpodcast.com. You can also answer on YouTube with the video version of this show. We'll have a you can answer in a comment. There you go. And if you're a patron of ours, we have a patron exclusive Discord and a channel in the Discord just for Pokepoll responses. So there's a bunch of different ways to go about getting those responses to us. Please feel free to take whatever avenue is most comfortable for you. But speaking of emails/voicemails, Mr. Kyle, it's that time again, but get, I don't know what time it is.
It's time for emails.
Oh, that's right. And not a single voicemail this week. We've got a few emails, though. We're playing a little bit of catch up here. This first one is from Baby Evie. And they said, hey, Chris and Kyle, Baby Evie here. And I would just like to know what your rarest shiny is. Mine is one of three. The first Shadow Shiny Articuno I caught recently in New York last week. The second is a Nundo Shiny Ninetales, and my third is probably my two Shiny Dittos. May Bidoof bless you, signed Baby Evie. Okay, those are great Shinies. The gauntlet has been thrown, Mr. Kyle. I'm only going to choose one, and I think mine is going to probably have to be my Shundo Espeon.
Okay, I have two, because it's two different types of rarity. One, I have a shiny Nundo Alolan Vulpix.
Ooh, okay.
Which is awesome. And then I also have a shiny hat Pikachu. I don't remember which hat this is, but I'm going to hold it up for Chris because Chris may remember. But it is old.
Oh, yeah, that's from that. It's from that first fashion event with the electric signs and stuff.
Yeah,
oh,
it's gosh. 2000. It's a 2018. I don't think it's been rerun since.
It has not been.
And it's got like, it's like a hat with a circle with like two lightning bolts that are kind of at like a kiltered angle. And I'm pretty sure that is pretty rare. So.
Yeah. What was the name of that company?
I'm sure that there's like a resource. that has all of them. Okay, I found it.
You did? Okay.
Streetwear collection. Hang on. Streetwear designer Hiroshi Fujiwara.
Okay.
Gotcha. Called Thunderbolt Project, including yes. a real life version of the hat that Pikachu is wearing.
Yep. It was cool stuff. I really liked it. Very, very cool. But yeah, thank you for the question, Baby Eevee, and the email. Appreciate it.
Next email is from Captain Yours Truly. And they said, hi, guys. Missed the podcast last week. Hope you all are doing well. Kyle's solo podcast was very entertaining. Thanks for holding down the fort. Thank you. Appreciate it. Quick question for everyone. Now that winter's approaching, what indoor venues does everyone use for pogo events in cold weather? My pogo group is trying to find something other than malls. We live in the mid-Atlantic area, so November through March are uncomfortable weather. We would love to wander around areas with more interesting scenery or less people than malls in December. Looking forward to seeing the creative ideas everyone has. Shiny vibes all, and stay warm. Can't wait for the next episode. Sincerely, Captain Yours Truly.
Oh, Captain Yours Truly, I can't wait to disappoint you with my answers here. Because let me tell you, the best places to play indoors during the winter, they're malls.
Yeah, they really are. Like, so if you have another answer, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear about what indoor places exist in your community. For Chicago, if you were to go downtown Chicago, you could go to some place like Navy Pier, which has a really good indoor play area.
It's basically a mall. Yeah.
But it's more like a giant food court, honestly, than a mall. Yeah, it's 80% foods.
I think it suffers from the same traffic demographic as a mall does. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That said, also depending on where you live, museums can be good mm-hmm. options. Like the Art Institute's not very good in Chicago. I haven't been to the Shed and Open Pokemon Go, so I'm not sure about the aquarium.
It's good. It's good.
But so those are also options as well that might exist where you are.
I've got two other ones. One is convention centers. Usually you have a lot of stops and stuff. So if you're in a downtown area that has one, a lot of times, like when there's kind of just like small events going on, they let you just kind of wander around. And even when there isn't stuff going on, sometimes it just lets you wander around. So I wouldn't like, you know, hang around too much, but you can go play there for a bit. And the ultimate indoor location is inside your car.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah. You know, drive safely and responsibly. Do not play and drive, et cetera, et cetera.
Hit up parking lots. Parking lots tend to have really good spawns. Like yep, you go public to a Walmart parks. Parking lot, you don't have to drive around. You can sit in a spot. It's yep. good.
So, yeah, it's what would be good is if you had a passenger with you that was able to scout for spawns and clusters yeah. while you're driving safely, undistracted. Yep.
We have honed in on my difficulty of the time. You are not alone. The Midwest feels you, and I feel you too.
Yep. Yep. So those are the options. I'm very sorry. But thank you very much for the email, Captain Yours Truly. Our next and last email for this week is from The Incredible Family. Kyle and probably Chris in absentia. Ha! I'm here. We've been listening to the show for a while, and this is our first time email to you. Wanted to give you some extra material to work with than what has prompted us to send in this question. Feel free to edit this part. Okay, great. I'll edit that part out. Kyle, thanks so much for doing the solo show and filling us in on Chris. We were all very concerned something happened with the missing podcast weeks, and it's so good to know that it's just that normal life is annoyingly in the way. Yep. I also couldn't breathe for 2 weeks. It is awful. Also, you did a great job. If we and our family can convince you to do it again for us this week, we're all in. Oh, Kyle, you've got a burgeoning podcasting career on your own. Boy, we miss your Pooh and Eeyore banter together, though. I think that's the first time we've been described as that. And that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Though we'll let you speculate as to whom is whom. Ha ha. I think it's pretty straightforward. So we hope Chris can get back before the holidays. But otherwise, thank you for the solo. You're doing great. Your podcast is an important part of our week together. All right, so now we got a numbered list here. One, for us, post-episode 180 listeners, that's about when we got into Pokemon Go and immediately started listening to you. Can you fill us in without too many details? Can you tell us what to do or what you guys do occupation-wise when you're not Pokemoning and monster hunting? All right, so let's pause there. Kyle, what do you do? Who are you?
Who am I? I ask myself that at least once a week. Mm-hmm. I work at Starbucks. I'm a supervisor with working on becoming a manager if Starbucks ever wants to work with me on that one.
If they were smart, they would.
Yeah.
Yep. That's my opinion. He didn't say that opinion. It's my opinion. I am a mixed media project manager for a very small company. There's like six of us, five of us in the company. So, yep, get to do a bunch of different stuff. And it just so happens that most of our clients all have their annual assemblies and meetings at the same times, same time of year. So that's why I've been gone for like 2.5 weeks doing that. So, yep, there's that. Next, another question we have is that lately in raids, ever since GoFest, maybe raids have gotten highly annoying in that it's far more difficult to catch your first critter. The kids with their developing lower powered accounts have an even harder time. I haven't noticed this trend. I've noticed that I have had less patience for catching Pokemon, but I just thought that was me. Has there been an increase in difficulty?
I legitimately have done so few raids. I cannot give you a sample size here.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes it really is just about like game feel can really sort of like affect your attitude towards things like that. Like the odds could be the same, but when you're really happy with how the game is going, it's not too bad. You don't care. It's fine. But when you're like, man, remote raid pass limits, you're like, dang, I can't catch anything. Like,
yeah. Oh, there's a little more here you want to read maybe before we keep giving our response. But
oh, gotcha. Okay. We're at level 43, me, Bob. Level 41, Mrs. Incredible. Level 34, Dash. Level 33, Violet. And level 31, Jackie Jaquette. I love that. This seems patently unfair on Niantic's part, given that the price of the raid passes has gone way up. But we're all experiencing it, and nobody seems to be talking about it on Reddit. And we're just wondering, we're not imagining this, are we? Your thoughts on your experience with the raid changes might help us from going insane. And hey, Niantic, there's little kids here trying to keep up that we want to have the interest to play with us old people. Don't be scaring them off from wasted raids, you big meanies. Not all of us are money whales for you. Thanks, and we'll go sign up for your Patreon, Mr. Mrs. Incredible and family. Well, thank you in advance. Yeah, that there is something to be said about that, about the price of raid passes going up and then taking a look at the odds of successfully catching that Pokemon. But there is an argument. We've had this conversation on the show before. About what are you really paying for when you get a raid pass? Are you paying for an opportunity to catch the Pokemon, or is it the rewards that you get for it, or is it the rewards and just a small chance? Like, it's complicated.
It shouldn't be complicated, but it is.
It should not be complicated, yes.
And I think what Chris was saying or about to say earlier is a pretty big factor in how you're feeling about playing is going to be a big factor, because if you're really positive, if you're having a great time, if you're doing things you enjoy doing, the fact that the Mewtwo broke out of 18 Premier Balls and ran away, it's not even going to register in your brain that it's a problem or that it feels bad, because the game is good. And then if you maybe have some underlying thoughts about the current state of the game, if you're still tainted about the remote raid pass changes, that's going to make every single raid feel worse. So I can't comment on if raids have been harder to catch lately, at least myself personally. I haven't seen any discussion about it, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But there definitely is a mental aspect to it. And our, the human brain is very funny in that way. Likes to remember only the bad.
Yeah, well, trying to protect you. Yeah.
That said, if you start taking detailed spreadsheet of every ball that you throw against a raid,
now I'm paying attention.
You could have a discussion.
You could, and if we could somehow
excellence
visualize
versus
it.
How many nice throws or whatever.
I want a pie chart. That's what I really want. And honestly, like I have been doing some minor raiding, not what I used to do, not even close. I've stagnated down to maybe one raid a day or half a raid a day on average. And I can tell you, I haven't noticed a, an increase in difficulty, just an increase in my own dislike for raiding now because of the situation around and how much remote raid passes are. So, I mean, that's my perspective. And I haven't heard too many other people talk about it, but I've been surrounded by like a lot of newer players as of late. Like my buddy Alex is trying to really get into the game like in a bigger way now. And so that's just not the body of knowledge from gameplay earlier is not there to have that sort of comparative conversation, I suppose. But yeah, thank you very, very much for your email, the incredible family and everybody else that sent in emails. So if you, dear listener, would like to send us an email just like these fine folks did, you can by sending it to mail@gocastpodcast.com. You can also call and leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. 262-586-7717. If you'd like to get the spelling on all of that or see all of our other stuff GoCast related, go to our website, GoCastPodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter at GoCastPodcast.com. Help support our show monetarily for as little as $1 a month at Patreon. That's patreon.com/GoCastPodcast. You get access to the Discord server and other cool stuff. So there's other tiers too, but the number one, $1, that's the one. And speaking of our patrons, shout out to our elite trainer tier patrons. Big, big thank you to Bo, Daniel, Lori, Michael, Ozzy, Arkham, Marvin, and Mimi Sforzer, Sui and Ryan, Thayer, Jason, Justin, Charles, Lees, Modders, William, Brandon, Ethan, Steven, Nick, Kelvin, our favorite listener, Drew 2, Camo, The Ugly Rock, Jacob, Victoria, and Sarah Lore. Oh, I had to go back and pick up some. No name left behind, man. Thank you very much to all of our elite trainer tier patrons for helping us keep the digital lights on, among other things. But if monetary support is not in the cards for you, you can, of course, leave us a review for free on platforms that take reviews. Please, please do. It helps us out a million times over. I really cannot stress that enough. But before we get out of here, Mr. Kyle, let's set some goals.
Okay.
It looks like you've already got yours set, so why don't you go ahead and share those?
I've got some very simple ones just for playing the game because it's that time of year. I'm going to do buddy progress. I swear to God, I'm going to do buddy progress. I swear.
Okay.
I want to do my weekly streaks because I'm pretty sure I haven't done 7 days in a row in like
streaks
a month.
Yeah.
And I'm going to open more gifts. Probably not send them, but I will open them.
Okay. We'll take what we can get. All right. For myself, 20 Shiny Marie. Let's see how it goes. Clean up my Pokemon storage. I'd like to get to 1,000 free spaces again. My stress level's at an all-time high with that. 200,000 Stardust and 25 rounds of GBL since it will be a new season here soon. Yep. It's Great League again. Catch Cup was awful. I really tried, and I just could not. I just did not like it. So that's it. Thanks so much for listening all the way through, everybody. We will see you next week. If all things go according to plan, for episode 260. Until then, shiny vibes, all that good stuff. Bye-bye.
Bye.